can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. We do a Wednesday podcast for your ass. What up there, Al?
Oh, good morning, Jerry. So this morning, I have a yogurt for breakfast every morning. I come downstairs at 2 a.m. or whatever, and I can make myself a little yogurt. It's like a Greek yogurt, Jerry. I put a little berries in there and things. And this morning, I was opening a fresh yogurt with the date of October 28th is the expiration date.
Now, long way to go.
Long way to go. I peeled back that tinfoil type thing, the foil thing.
And it had blue goo.
It did. It
mold?
It had blue mold.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Could have sat on the truck too long, unrefrigerated. My guess would be it's spoiled somehow in room temperature conditions for too long. You got to remember how much goes into get it. It amazes me this doesn't happen more.
Yeah, I agree.
When you think about from packaging to getting to the supermarket or whatever store you buy it from or online.
I got it from Costco, the big Costco ones.
Yeah, I mean, it could have sat in the warehouse at Costco by mistake for 12 hours. Who the hell knows? Now, my question would be, do you have another one from that package? What happens to that one?
I previously ate that one from that package.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I bought two right from they were right next to each other. I pulled them from the same thing. Part of me thought about eating around it.
Oh, God. Come on, man. Don't
Jerry, I was wanting my yogurt.
You didn't have another one?
I didn't have another one.
That sucks.
I was like, the mold is to the side.
It's not worth it, right? It's just not. I don't think anything bad would happen, but you might feel like crap for a little while.
Yeah, so I thought, like, do I really want to roll the dice on this?
No. I mean, yes. Could you have peeled it off and then ate what was like? Probably. I wouldn't.
You know, I get this this Parmesan cheese from Costco also. It's like in random. It's not slices, but it's not shredded. Mm-hmm. It's like just, I don't know what you would even call it.
Powder?
Not powder. It looks like it's uneven type of slices. It's
okay.
Just random mm-hmm. cuts of cheese that you would throw on something.
Okay.
That you might throw in a salad. And those are sometimes moldy. Well in advance of their... So maybe my Costco's not keeping
their... Costco needs to check their air conditioning, their refrigeration.
Yeah.
Damn. I can't remember. Oh, here we go. Knock on wood. I'm going to go home and my yogurt will be spoiled.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I got something from Costco and it wasn't... And I had an issue like that.
Now, the cheese that I got, I will eat the cheese that's not moldy because it's just happens to be in the same thing. And mm-hmm. I will eat around that.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. It's not great, but I am okay with it.
Yeah.
Now, I know I could bring my big yogurt back to Costco.
Probably.
But am I really bringing a yogurt back to Costco?
You might get a whole new package for that.
No, I think I would. Costco, yeah. I hear, is very good at returns.
The fact that it's moldy and the date on it says October 28th, I would be stunned if they wouldn't give. And you know what? Was it $13, $14?
Yeah, like $13.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And that's not to sit there and say, well, I had the other 11 or however many it was. You know, is it really that big a deal? No, it's not. But at the same time, if they're going to replace it, I mean, you did lose out on some money.
I lost out on $13.
So,
the whole thing is.
Oh, the whole thing is bad.
Yeah, I just opened it up brand new.
Then I 100%
would. And it was
all
molded up.
Yes, I would absolutely go. I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
What else are you doing?
Nothing.
Go get your money back or go get a new container.
I need a new container is what I need because now I got no yogurts for tomorrow.
Yes, go get a new container.
It got me thinking, though, like, I do sometimes roll the dice with food, and I want to see what you would do in this situation, Jerry. Let's say you were making chicken in the oven. Maybe you put a nice like slice of chicken breast or a chicken thigh in the oven.
Yeah.
Put it in there. When you take it out, you shut the oven off. You shut it down, Jerry.
Shut it down.
You sit down. You start cutting it. It's not fully cooked.
Yeah, I'm not eating it.
I mean, it's cooked. It's not fully cooked.
I'm not eating it.
I'm not
fooling around with raw chicken. No way.
I have, which is very weird of me.
Well, I would. My guess would be 19 out of 20 times, it's fine.
Yeah.
The problem is that one time, you could end up throwing up all night or crapping yourself, or it's not worth it.
It's not worth it, but I don't know why I do it, though.
At the very least, Now, here's what I have done. And I did this with a piece of steak I made, and the same thing. I turned off and I didn't make it outside on the barbecue. I made it inside on the, on a, like a stick-free pan or whatever the hell you call it. And I cooked it, and when I sat down, and I was, it was just me and, I think it was me and Matthew eating. I think Kim was out. Oh, she was out. I remember she was at the school dance with my other son. I make these steaks and everything, and it was, now, he likes it medium. I don't. I find that gross.
You like it well done.
I think it's disgusting medium. To each their own. All good. I cut into it. I'm like, I'm not eating this. I mean, he's like, well, what are you going to do with it? He's like, I'll have it. I'm like, no. I bought it for us. I put it in the microwave. Was it as good as it should have been? Nope. But I'll tell you what it was. Cooked. That's what I would do with the chicken if I cut into it when it was raw.
Yeah, microwave it.
I would. Again, it's probably not going to be as good. I understand that, but at least I know it's cooked.
I know it's a weird move, too. Like, sometimes I'll get a pork chop in a restaurant just because I'm not making a big, thick pork chop. And when you order a pork chop, they say, how would you like that cooked? And I always say, well, however they normally cook it. They cook it a pork chop medium.
Do they really?
I thought pork, you weren't supposed to eat any rareness either.
All the meat that I cook, burn it.
You burn your meats?
For one, I don't have to worry about that. For two, I like it that way.
Yeah.
I much prefer it. Well, I just do. I don't know why. And my son is like disgusted by me, but I don't care.
I generally get my meats, my like steak medium. I would get it more well done. Sometimes the more well done you get it, depending on the cut of steak, it just gets tough to
and dry.
Chew. Yeah.
It can get tough and dry. At the wedding on Friday night, so they came around, filet mignon or chicken? I'm like, well, that depends. I'm like, will they cook my filet well done? And the guy looks at me and goes, is your filet? I'm like, that's a great answer. I'm like, I would like it well done. He goes, no problem. So they brought it out, and my wife did the same when she heard it. Ours were, I mean, couldn't have been cooked better. Perfect. The guy next to me, he cuts into it, and the thing's bleeding.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't eat this. And then he looked at mine, and he goes, how'd you get that? I'm like, I just asked. And it wasn't dry, and it wasn't chew. It was great.
Yeah, because that's a nice cut of meat.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. It was good.
Yeah. I didn't know, like, at a wedding situation, I thought that was just, they had a whole bunch of steaks back there. I didn't know they individually would cook to your liking.
That's why I asked. Otherwise, I would have gotten the chicken.
Yeah. Because
the one thing I was not going to tolerate was a medium cut of... Ugh. I just think it's... I feel like I'm eating flesh, which
is weird.
I don't need to be reminded of it.
Yeah, that's why I don't like things on the bone. I'm reminded that this is an animal.
Yeah, I got it.
And I want to pretend I'm eating just some sort of meat that just showed up somewhere.
I know. You don't want to think about the process.
I do not want to think about the process.
I got it.
I was reading more, Jerry, about this... the strike that's going on at the docks, the longshoremen.
You told me this morning that one of the guys makes $300,000. The union rep makes $900,000, I was just reading.
The union rep?
Yeah, like the dock worker who's leading the charge makes $900,000.
Damn.
Think about that.
Yeah, I was trying to, I like to, here's what I think about when people go on strike. When it's going to affect me, like this will affect everybody, the imports and exports out of the country, food, all sorts of things. When it affects me and you're going on strike, I would like to hear both sides to see whose side,
sure,
who you're rooting for.
Yep.
So in one of the articles I did see that they had the hourly wage, I guess, for some of the longshoremen was, I think, $39 an hour. And they wanted it to go up 60%, I think. And I don't know what that work is,
right?
What is all involved. But it also includes the supervisors getting a big, gigantic raise. Then that's when I'm not sure whose side I'm on.
I hear you.
But then the place where all the products are coming in, they might be making an absolute killing. So why shouldn't the workers get that? That's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what... I want it all laid out so I know whose side to pick.
Yeah, I hear you.
Although I can't do anything about it.
The guy's name, this is the headline. I'll read you the headline. Oh, come on with this stupid thing. Here's the headline. Harold Daggett, the union boss behind port strikes, makes over $900,000 a year and once fought Mafia Link allegations. That's the headline.
Yeah.
So this guy's making some coin,
as
they say.
He's making some cash.
Who do you believe? I really don't know.
Well, now who you believe, sure. Like, what, who do you, where do you
fall? By the way, this guy lives in New Jersey. Lives in a $2 million home.
Nice.
How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. I just like to know, like, okay, who should I be mad at, the workers who are striking? because they make too much, or should I be mad at whoever is in charge of the getting the taking in the money at the port, who then distributes the money? Because maybe that guy's living in a $50 million house. We don't know.
Very well could be possible. We don't know.
But the local news is loving to cover this. News 12 is out there every day.
There's a good story for
the last 2 days, yeah.
It's a very good story for them.
Yeah.
It's this is a complicated one, and one that might go on for a little while, and then we'll see what types of disruptions we have.
Yeah, I don't want this to go on.
I don't either. It's the last thing I want. We got to, you know, we were talking yesterday about what's going on overseas. Did you by any chance look at the paper and see the photos that the pilot of, I forget what airline it was, took of the missiles that were being fired into Israel?
No, I did not see this.
I mean, it is eerie. And then they show you the flight plans before the bombings began and then after.
For like a regular airline?
Yeah. They were flying over the Middle East and in flight. They look out their window and they're seeing the bombing. And the guy put a picture, and then in flight they rerouted the plane. And all these planes that were flying over the Middle East, they have a flight map. It shows all the planes all over the place prior to when Iran started shooting the missiles, and then during and after, and how it was just completely cleared. Now all the planes just diverted into completely different directions.
Man,
it's scary, man.
I'd only want to fly in the United States. I'd be like, I'll fly California. I'd fly Seattle to Miami Beach, Jerry. These are the only flights I'm...
Bermuda. You fly to Bermuda.
Would I fly to Bermuda? It's over a lot of water.
It is over a lot of water.
Although it's probably better if you're having plane problems to be over water.
Why?
I kind of feel like it's easier.
There's nowhere to land. At least if you're having, if you're in the air and you are having mechanical issues need to make an emergency landing.
There's airports.
Assuming it's not dire, there are airports everywhere.
That's true.
Or at least highways maybe that they can clear. You're over the ocean, man.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wouldn't want that. You're right.
That's tough. That's why the idea of like flying to, you know, London or even Hawaii. Scary stuff, man.
Yeah, because you are just over nothing but water.
Yeah, you are.
And the earth, Jerry, they say is... a lot of water.
Yeah. Was it 75% water?
Something.
80% water?
It's a lot of water.
I know.
So you got to be careful there. Thought this was interesting. You know, I sometimes complain about social media. Like, I'll take a look at my my followers, and I'll have, I think on Twitter, I have, let's say, 80,000 mm-hmm. followers. And I'll put out a tweet, and only like 12,000 people will see it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can look at the stats. Yeah. I'm like, this is some kind of bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
How are we only getting it? So for the hell of it, I follow the New York Times on Twitter, and I looked today. The New York Times has 55 million
mm-hmm.
followers.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But then I scrolled back to all their tweets that have been out for days.
Yeah.
120,000 views.
Really?
Out of 55 million?
Well, it's the same thing we talk about YouTube. A channel has 1 million subscribers and a video gets 8,000 views. What? Or even our place. We have, I think, 58,000 subscribers to our WFAN page. We will put videos out that have 400 views. Not 400,000. 400.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
It's very strange. So 55 million people are saying, put this in my feed. And it's getting 120,000 views.
Does that tell you that there's a lot of fake followers to make their profile look better?
I don't know. I really don't know what it is, or if it's just not getting put in people's algorithms. I don't know.
Because even for you, if you said 80,000 and 1,200 are seeing it, let's just say it's 1,000. You know, 1,000 of 80. Is not 120,000, 55 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that is some difference.
No, I'm saying like mine, I consider a tweet bad if out of 80,000 people, only 20,000 see it.
Okay, so that's a quarter.
Yeah, it's a quarter.
In this case, I thought you said 1,200. You said 12,000.
Yeah.
In this case, I don't even know what the fraction is of 120,000 over 55 million.
Yeah, it's very strange. The only thing I can think of too is we've heard and we know that like Twitter, any of these social media platforms, the New York Times, they don't put out tweets without a link.
Right.
Everything is a story.
Yeah.
So whenever you try to tweet something out with a link,
yeah,
you get suppressed because Twitter doesn't want you leaving the platform. So that's what must be happening.
So number one, yeah, that's true. Also, I thought it's because they want you to advertise.
That could be too,
which
right?
I've tried to do. But you have to hit, you can't just sign up and advertise on Twitter. You have to hit certain benchmarks.
Like what?
To, like, you have to have so many views over the past, you have to post so much over the past like 10 days, and you have to have so many views over that specific time before they will, before you can advertise.
Really?
Yeah. Trust me. And you have to be a premium subscriber.
Oh.
So there's three or four different things you have to do to be able to advertise. So like when I think about, I put the posts out for the calendar once a week, maybe sometimes twice a week. There are times I put it out, and to what you're saying, now I think I have 70,000 followers. It'll have, you know, two likes and, you know, 300 views. I'm like, time out a second. I mean, you want to talk about shutting it down. That is shut down.
Yeah, they are so shutting you down, Jerry.
That's probably part of it. If there's a link in it, good luck getting that message out.
It even must have intelligence to know, like, if I, that's why I never promote the podcast on there.
Yeah.
It's useless. Even to say, even if I didn't put a link to the podcast, if you use the word podcast, show, episode, your thing will get suppressed.
What if you put a clip in without a link just to promote it?
I haven't tried that with the video.
Yeah.
But I've tried just taking a screen grab photo.
Yeah.
Of the podcast, and that gets suppressed.
Wow.
It's somehow the intelligence knows that's a podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe the AI can read, like, website addresses or certain keywords. I don't know.
That's what I think it's doing. It's, like, looking for keywords.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought that was very weird. New York Times. Imagine there's 55 million people.
Because that's a worldwide newspaper.
Yeah.
I think you have people in Russia that probably read that and follow it to see what's going on in over here.
Yeah.
That doesn't shock me. Like, what does USA Today have, would you say?
I don't know.
Not 55 million.
I've heard that the New York Times is the one newspaper that, and they have millions and millions of paid subscribers.
Right.
For their online newspaper.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Most have not figured it out.
Yeah, most have not figured it out, but the New York Times, the failing New York Times.
The USA Today has 5 million followers.
Okay, that's more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
What about the Wall Street Journal, Jerry?
Oh, you know what? That's a really good
one. Wall Street Journal.
Let's see. Wall Street Journal, yeah. WSJ, 20.6 million.
20 million.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Interesting.
I need 50. Oh, if I had 55 million subscribers, Jerry, that would be awesome.
Well, I mean, like, if you had 55 million subscribers, you'd be doing quite well. You could move that over to a YouTube channel, and then you'd really be killing it.
I watched a
guy on YouTube talking about the reality of making money on a YouTube channel and how everyone's trying to tell you how quick and easy it is. And he basically said, yes, there are a very small percentage of people that will hit it quickly. But the far majority of people, based on all the stats that he has seen and what he has learned, you will make money on YouTube, but it will take literally a minimum of 18 months to 30 months before you start actually making any money. He's like, it's almost like you got to pay your dues and you got to build your audience. And when it clicks, it clicks. And it can be very depressing, and you want to feel like you want to quit. But he says, if you give it the time, 18 months to 30 months, it will work. I don't know that I believe that either.
Yeah, that still seems like a short amount of time.
I mean, 30 months is 2.5 years.
Oh, right. There's 12 months in a year.
And could you imagine grinding through for 30, Mike, just doing it with no return, and then finally you're hoping that this guy's right, or you know, you are going to hit it at some point. That's tough.
The weird one is for people that they do the grind, they hit it on YouTube.
Yeah, and then
For whatever reason, YouTube decides you're no longer in the algorithms.
And it goes away.
Yeah. And that was your job.
What I wonder is how important the algorithm is as opposed to your subscribers watching it.
Yeah.
Because if you build up enough subscribers, you would think. Like, my son doesn't go a day without checking, did Bob Doerr Sports do a new video? Like, he goes to it and wants to see what's going on, as opposed to what he sees in his algorithm. So that's where the subscriber number, I think, is very important.
Yeah. Yeah, I subscribe to a couple things, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But I do go every day and be like, ooh, do I have anything new
here? Yeah.
Do I have a new Theo Von clip? What else do I follow?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, yep. I do that mainly so I could see if there's a new podcast.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to subscribe to a podcast if I don't listen to every episode. Like this podcast we do, it's the same every day.
Yeah.
Right? It's not dependent on you have a guest you like right. or you don't like.
You but either like other... us or you don't like us.
Correct. So I would think you'd if you subscribe and because you get it every day.
But I will tell you, at least four people like us. We sold four magnets.
Is that right?
We did.
Four Allen Jerry magnets?
Car magnets, yes.
For your car?
Yes. Awesome. That was kind of exciting.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, kind of cool.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday. So.